Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
This is the PHP. Let's go. The Perez Hilton Podcast with Chris Booker.
Booker.
And
the one and only
Perez Hilton.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here we go.
Let's go.
Hey guys, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He's Perez. What's up, my man? What?
Well, like the biggest story in the country is the election this week, where it's dominating the conversation. And I feel like I want to lead the podcast with that. But then on the flip side, I don't want to. Like, do people want to hear us talking about politics?
I don't know either. Well, the problem is with our conversation is we both are on the same side of the coin. So we're going to kind of be saying the same thing.
Well, I think it's important to just start there, just because it really is the most important thing, not just in the world of politics, but just in the world of pop culture. Like, pop culture to me includes what people are talking about, like what's trending. Literally, the number one trending topic on Twitter right now is hashtag primary day. I'm very curious to see the results of this. It won't happen till after we're done recording. But
well, I'll give you the results. I mean, Trump's going to get the nomination. I don't know how he does it.
Well, no, he's not going to get the nomination. He'll be halfway to the nomination. He will be, quote, the de facto nominee.
You're right. He won't get the nomination today.
Yeah.
He could get enough votes to clinch.
To make it nearly impossible for anybody else to get it. Yes. Anywho, well, the reason I really did want to start with this is because I'm really curious to hear from our listeners. So I'm not that into myself on this topic, but I am absolutely 1,000% fascinated and curious to hear from actual Trump supporters. That won't happen right now, but I'm not joking. If you like Donald Trump and if you plan to vote for him in the upcoming election, please call. I genuinely want to know why you think he will make America great. Call us at 800-721-1185. That's 800-721-1185. What I find so hilarious about Donald Trump is that he has such a revisionist history. Things that he says, he just like, I mean, I guess a lot of politicians do that, but my favorite thing is that I read from him within the last 24 hours a tweet claiming that the New York Times makes up things and lies, where I know what he was responding to, this video that the New York Times put together where Trump, speaking in his own words, caught on tape, is encouraging people to commit acts of violence at his rallies. They didn't make anything up. They straight up showed video of you doing that. Like, that's you, your words.
You could pull it up. Rachel Maddow did an excellent piece on this. She went segment by segment, watching the escalation of him inciting these riots. And you literally see it piece by piece by piece, his words.
But I want to give a voice to those who do support him, so it won't just be Booker and I talking. So let's move on. But in a
so stupid people, if you want to call
no,
in,
no,
Perez
no.
gave you the number.
Not stupid people. Also
misinformed people.
Drug addicts. Meth heads like Aaron Carter. Whomever, I don't know.
It's funny. I just got off the phone with my mom. My mom lives down in Florida, and she says that it's all Trump there. And she said, oh, I can't talk to my friends here. She said that there are Trump signs on every lawn. She goes, God forbid I put a Hillary bumper sticker on my golf cart. She goes, it would be ripped off.
He has a double-digit lead in Florida. Double digits! A high double-digit lead.
She goes, I want to talk to these people and just say, well, what is it exactly he's going to do? And I'm like, Mom, there is no plan. She goes, I know that, but they don't know that. Well, what's the plan? There is no plan. That's the best part about this. Like, Trump, exactly what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to build a wall.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is this wall going to accomplish? People will just dig under it. Like, I don't understand that. The Mexican cartel, they get truckloads of coke in here every day. They literally drive it in underground, okay? Now you build a wall, you can't even see people coming from the other side. What is this wall gonna do? It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's so ridiculous. It's just dopey to me. The whole thing seems dopey, but it's entertaining.
I'm pretty sure, actually, this is what the polls say, that a Trump nomination would secure a win for either Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton in November. I don't know, because when the Republican race began, Trump was 10th, and he slowly worked his way up. Like, what if he actually, I can't fathom it. But let's move on. Well, in a related lane.
Good way to put it.
Caitlyn Jenner recently severely criticized Hillary Clinton, yet this week she was photographed with Hillary at an event. She was there with her co-stars on her reality TV show, and she captioned the photo, "Learning from my girls, hashtag willing to listen," which should have really just been recaptioned, "Publicity whore will do anything for attention. I am officially a Kardashian." Listen, I don't have to agree with Caitlyn Jenner on her politics. I clearly don't. But stand by your convictions. Like, you're willing to listen? BS. You thought it would be good press. You thought it would be a good look for you. And therefore, you did it. Kudos to Hillary Clinton for being the bigger person and agreeing to meet with her. But as the days go on, as every second, every single moment of this year, I have grown to strongly dislike Caitlyn Jenner more so and more so and more so. And the fascinating thing is, you know, she is, whether she likes it or not, part of the LGBT community. And almost every single LGBT person I know, including trans LGBT people, because I know them too, they all cannot stand Caitlyn Jenner. If you like Donald Trump, call. If you like Caitlyn Jenner, I would like to hear from you as well. Why are you a Caitlyn Jenner fan? Because for me, it's not even just her politics. It's everything. Like, she still behaves like a rich white dude, even though she is presenting differently. She transitioned, and there's nothing wrong with transitioning late in life, but for 60 plus years, or not even 60, let's say for 30 plus years, she lived such a privileged, entitled life, and she still thinks like that, and there's nothing wrong with that, but she just upsets me. Anyways, let's move on.
Are you going to draw a penis on her face next?
No.
I like that you did that for Donald Trump. You brought the penis back for me.
I brought the penis back.
You made it too big. You should have made a little small little penis.
Well, it didn't have to be his penis. It could have been my penis on his face. All right, let's move on. Have you listened to Ariana Grande's new single, Dangerous Woman?
You know what's funny? I didn't like it at first, and I'm thinking it's because I didn't want to like it at first, but I think I'm warming up to it. I think I kind of like it. You not a fan?
No, I don't hate it.
Give it a couple more listens. I didn't like it at first, and the first couple of times I thought it was even screechy, but I played it yesterday afternoon, and I was like, I think I kind of like this now. Maybe it'll warm up on you. I don't know.
I guess.
What's with the look on this single, though? She's got a mask on with rabbit ears.
It looked like
S&M Mouseketeer or something.
Pill-popping playmate.
I'll take that.
A Playboy bunny with too many Xanaxes in her purse.
I don't know. It was a weird look.
Did you watch her on Saturday Night Live?
Loved her.
Yeah?
It's the same bit over that she did on Fallon.
I can't count the amount of times I've specifically seen her do Celine Dion. That's like the one she does the most.
Yeah.
I mean, she can sing.
You gotta admit it's good, though. I mean, they keep asking her to do it.
She could have a future as a mime. No, not a mime. A mimic.
She really looked the part, though. She did the Rihanna kicking out the leg. I thought that was cute.
Well, Madonna's also been making a lot of headlines last week for her, quote, bizarre behavior during her concerts. Let me tell you something. Madonna may be a lot of things, but a drunk or a pill popper, she's not. I'm not saying she doesn't drink or anything, but I seriously doubt she's getting wasted during that show. She can't. It's such a precise show for her own safety. There's so many moving pieces and dancers and props and this and then the other. Like, she would be dead if she were to do that show drunk or high on pills. I just think she's clearly going through a lot. She would probably admit that, you know. What's going on with Madonna as an expert and huge Madonna fan is this. It's not booze. It's not pills. She's dealing with a very public custody battle with her ex-husband. So that's troubling. The fact that her son wants to live with him is also troubling. And probably underneath it all, and this is sad to say, but the truth, even more upsetting for Madonna is the fact that she isn't as popular or culturally relevant as she used to be. Mm-hmm. And she's also going to turn 60 soon. So she's dealing with all of that. Understandably, you know, one would have a lot of emotions and feelings. And, you know, when you're an artist and you're performing, you have a platform and you're super self-indulgent because everybody went to see you. So you're going to just talk or not. I'd rather my artist talk too much than not talk enough. And that's what she's doing. But I do have to say, I saw a video of her at her Tears of a Clown show. Did you see that?
No.
She did this special concert for the fans in Australia, which was a little hot and messy. There was one song I loved. She did a Sondheim song, which was beautiful. Mm-hmm. But she did a lot of songs that she had never performed live before, which is cool. And she did songs that she's not done in a long time, which is cool. But she had a prompter with her lyrics, which I don't think is cool. And it actually, it's so un-Madonna-like because usually she's so over-prepared. To me, it took away from the specialness and the magic. She kept looking down at the monitor to look at the lyrics. I would have rather she'd done the set list in a different order of the show that she's doing now, but just do acoustic versions. Because really, it's about just being in an intimate setting with Madonna. Like, that would have made it special, like a small club, which she did, with her. Like, she didn't need to do all these songs, and I'm glad she did, but be prepared. Anyways, enough with my Madonna rant. On to my Justin Bieber rant. Have you seen videos of his new tour?
Yeah, what I've seen hasn't been good, but that's probably why they've been posted.
Ugh, I'm so disappointed. I thought he would have corrected this. I called him out on this before. I've seen every tour that Bieber has done, except for this one, and I don't plan on going to see Justin this time around either, because he lip syncs so much. Yeah. I hate it when artists lip sync in concert.
Agreed.
Have 10 backing vocalists. Have a choir behind you. You don't need to replicate exactly what is recorded. Reinterpret. I want my live experience to be live.
I just don't know if vocally he has the pipes to carry on at that level for an entire concert. You know, you've always defended his voice a little bit. I think he's auto-tuned special. Like, I've never really heard him give me a great vocal performance. Some of the acoustic stuff that slowed down, yeah, pretty good. But some of those dance songs, I don't feel he can do those live. I think he needs auto-tune to do them. I don't know why he doesn't use the auto-tune in concerts to do it.
Oh, yeah. I think
he could do that.
I think live auto-tune is perfectly acceptable. So many people do that. I'm pretty sure Taylor Swift does it. I'm not saying I'm certain. I don't have any facts.
She sings to track. I can tell you that. There are parts.
She
sings to track.
Yeah. But I'm also saying I think she does live auto-tune, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Like, if you can't sing, live auto-tune's not going to help you.
Yeah.
But anyways.
And we're not saying Taylor can't sing. She can sing. But it's hard to perform and run around and give a good stage show and keep your breath. But that has been the great thing about Madonna over the years that I respect about her, going back to Madonna.
Yeah, she can do it.
She can do it.
And she's old.
Yeah. The last show I saw in Philly was about 10 years ago. And she was doing acrobatics and stuff out there. And she's still singing live. And that was at 50.
I know.
Justin Bieber, what's your excuse?
He needs to go to the Beyonce boot camp and start training in high heels.
Maybe. The J-Lo boot camp.
Well, from Justin Bieber to Harry Styles, it seems like Harry is going to have a very busy 2016. Not only is he working on solo music, he's making a lot of interesting choices, which, while I may not agree with them, I do like when people take risks, and I will applaud that, because you need to. Like, Madonna took a lot of risks in her life and her career, and they paid off. Mm-hmm. He is going to be starring in a new movie with Christopher Nolan directing and Tom Hardy as the lead opposite him. It's a World War II drama, which could be a disaster for him.
Or
it could be really good. We'll see. That's exactly it. That's what I'm saying. Like, it could be really interesting. I appreciate the risks, and hopefully he's taking it seriously. And
well, hopefully it's a small role.
I think it is.
There's a difference between a couple lines of dialogue to a couple pages of dialogue. It's something you need to know what the hell you're doing, or you'll look like a fraud up there.
Yeah. Well, more music-related news.
By the way, he is the one that I said would break out, by the way.
We'll see. I mean, I think Zayn definitely stole a lot of thunder by coming out first.
I just think Harry's the star, though. Harry looks like the star to me.
But
the biggest long-term star.
He is, but like, you have to look at previous boy bands and see how that pans out.
I was just going to say, I was going to use NSYNC as the example. I would have maybe said that JC Chazet could have been a star looking back in the moment. I always knew Justin Timberlake was going to be a star, but when I look at One Direction, I look at all of the guys, I could sit there and say, well, Zayn could be the JC Chazet. Harry Styles will probably end up being the Timberlake. That would be my guess.
Well, I look back at Take That, the British boy band, and in the same vein, Gary Barlow was the Harry Styles of Take That. Robbie Williams was the Zayn of the group, like the bad boy.
Yeah.
And Robbie left Take That and went solo first, and then ended up being the biggest successful solo artist of them all. Actually, I think after Elton John, Robbie Williams may be the most successful solo male British singer.
Well, most Americans are like, who the hell are you talking about, though?
I said British.
Most Americans are like, I don't think the guy's a hit act at all.
Well, he's insanely popular in the UK.
Hugely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anywho, more music news. I love talking music. There's lots of music news this week. Janet Jackson, I think we might have talked about this, recently canceled a bunch of tour dates in Europe. Well, now she's canceling tour dates in the U.S. too. Mm. Obviously, something is up. I think the problem is she never should have done an arena tour.
No, that was a dumb move.
Yeah. From Janet Jackson to Mariah Carey. Mariah is in the headlines a lot this week for many different reasons. Well, first, she kicked off a tour in Europe. We'll see how that goes. It could be disastrous.
I smell disaster.
I do, too. And you want to know why? Because she has been promoting it a ton this week on her Instagram, which means tickets are still available. Mm. And I mean, I don't expect Mariah to be selling out arenas, but I have a feeling there might be a lot of tickets available because she's been posting a lot of about it on Instagram. And I'm excited about this. According to reports, and it's not confirmed, but it's happening, Mariah is filming a reality TV show, which I think is going to be the best reality TV show since Being Bobby Brown. Did you ever watch that show?
Dookie Bubbles and all.
Oh my God, yes. It was so good. I still watch clips of it occasionally on the YouTube. But Mariah, for those of you who aren't hardcore fans, and I wouldn't say I'm a hardcore fan, but I am a fan. Mariah is crazy in the best way possible. Like, she owns it. Like, she's a diva to the diva max. Like, did you see that one video of her in Vegas where she was being wheeled in the casino to her state, to the theater where she performs at? Like, she couldn't walk. She literally was on a contraption, like a cart. They put a chair on a cart. Somebody was holding her drink. Somebody was doing her makeup, and she had heels on. I don't know what it was. A normal person would just take their heels off, put on slippers or whatever, and walk to where they had to go, but not Mariah.
Nope.
Which I think is going to be great television.
I ate in a restaurant once with her.
With her?
No. I was like four tables away. And you should have seen the circus that was going on around her. Everything that you just said, from people holding this and assistants doing that and her fussing over everything. It was a scene.
And her manager, her new manager, is a reality TV producer. So okay. She knows what she's doing. So yeah, actually, there was a really interesting article. I don't know if I believe it all, in the New York Post in page 6, about how those close to Mariah cannot stand the new manager. And also that she, Mariah, has fired a lot of people that were close to her and she worked with a long time since the new manager came along. We'll see. Well, speaking of reality shows, I find this sad and also to be expected. Kris Jenner gives her boyfriend, Corey Gamble, an allowance. but nothing to laugh at.
I'm laughing.
Oh, no. You won't laugh when you find out how much he gets.
No, I will.
She gives him $20,000 a month.
Wow.
And
I'm not shocked. Why would I be shocked?
Well, here's the shocking thing.
Does he have a job?
Being her professional boyfriend. I think he also appears on the reality show now, so that's how she might justify it, you know?
Like, that's his job?
Yeah, he's on the reality show.
Reality arm piece.
And he bangs her.
He should get paid double for that.
I think it's time to dump him. Anyways, from Corey Gamble and Kris Jenner to Kelly Osbourne, I'll file this under stupid stuff celebrities say. Kelly Osbourne says that she isn't an A-lister because she doesn't put out more. In a new interview, Sharon and Ozzy's daughter says,
"You're not supposed to laugh during the story, Perez. That's not very professional of you."
That one's straight up funny. I mean, and I love Kelly Osbourne, but she's delusional.
Like, casting guys are dying to get her on the couch.
She says, quote, "I would have been 10 times more famous if I put out more."
Okay.
Anyways.
Hey, we should take a little break here.
Yes.
It's the PHP.
The PHP.
You know what the Kardashians love to do? The Kardashians love to work out. Seriously, I'm not even joking. I was going to be funny about it, but Kylie Jenner is always in workout clothes. And if you want to look better than her, then go to Fabletics. Kate Hudson founded Fabletics, and they offer premium workout clothes, or just active wear is the term for it. And you can get premium active wear for very affordable prices. How affordable? Well, just go to Fabletics.com/Perez to find out. That's Fabletics.com/Perez. And you'll get some major savings off your first order. And keeping in the fitness category, am I getting a hint there that I'm fat? I don't know. I'm not fat. And one of the reasons why is because I take care of myself and I do everything possible to be fit, including use my Slender Tone abdominal exerciser. Slender Tone is not just a cool gadget. It is effective. It works out your abs without you having to do anything. It's so cool and it's very affordable. Go to slendertone.com and use the promo code PHP to receive 20% off all abdominal toners. That's slendertone.com, promo code PHP. All right. If you're a podcast listener, then you're probably pretty tech savvy, but you may not be the best when it comes to building a website. I'm not. I have people that help me with it. If I didn't, I would be using Weebly's services. Weebly help you create your own website with just really the click of a few buttons. It's ridiculously easy. I'm not BSing you. Go to Weebly.com/Perez. That's Weebly.com/Perez to find out how easily you can customize a website to promote yourself, your business, propose to your fiance. If you're dating somebody and want to have a fiance, how cool would that be? Oh my God. Do that and say Perez told you. Go to Weebly.com/Perez right now.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
The PHP, the Perez Hilton Podcast.
All right, we're back. It's the PHP. We left off with Kelly Osborne. Where would you like to pick up?
Do we have any calls this week?
We do.
Let's take some calls.
Want to take some calls? Here we go. I don't know where the best call is, but it's coming up.
Oh, yeah, that one call we didn't take last week.
Hi there. This is Katie. I'm from Virginia Beach, Virginia. This is not so much a question as a comment. Booker, please don't kill me. I just want to give an opinion on the whole Kim Kardashian thing. Kim Kardashian is everywhere and everyone loves her. I don't know why. I don't personally do. I can speak as someone in my mid-20s. That's all I see on my newsfeed. And in response to her whole news picture where Booker was saying nothing else was in the news, there was a Democratic debate. There was a shooting. There was a ton of things in the news. The fact of the matter is people are obsessed. It's a materialistic thing. I think you're thinking of it as like a 20s, 30s man and not as someone that's just, I don't know. Women, I think they all want to be like her. It's just a fact. I wish it wasn't that way, but it is. Keep up with the podcast. Thanks.
I agree.
I think that girl was all over the place. That's what I think. I think she contradicted herself. Everyone's like that. I'm not, but everyone is. My Instagram feed, well, you follow dumb people.
Oh,
what else can I tell you?
She might follow her friends. You're calling her friends
dumb. Then maybe
dumb.
Her friends are dumb.
If your friends are nice and you've been friends with them for a long time, you should not follow your friends because they're dumb.
Great call.
Hush.
My name is Karen, and I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois, and I just want to let you know that I love your podcast. Both of you are great guys. You guys have great conversations, and very excited to hear the podcast every Tuesday. I can't wait to hear you. I also follow you guys on Facebook and Instagram. My question to Perez is, what was the reason why you decided to move to California? I'm very curious, just like Booker. Thank you. Can't wait to hear you guys on Tuesdays.
I just moved for financial reasons. And, you know, now that my kids are older, especially my son who's 3, like, I felt trapped. I literally felt like I was living in a shoebox in Manhattan. And unless you're making multiple millions of dollars, like mega millions, like unless you're making more than $2 million a year, you can't have a really big space in Manhattan. You can live in Manhattan if you're not making more than millions a year, but you're not going to have space. Space is only for the extremely rich. And I want space. And I also don't want to have anxiety about maintaining a super expensive lifestyle. Like, you can live a normal, more affordable lifestyle in LA. And the older you get, you don't want to frivolously spend money. So I'm being more mindful about what I do because I know I've got 2 kids to feed and their schools and their future and all that stuff. And you also need to be prepared. And actually, I think I read a very alarming statistic that maybe not the majority, but a good amount, I'll be vague, a good amount of Americans don't have more than $2,000 in their savings account or their bank account. Like, people are living paycheck to paycheck. And I want to not be that way. And I like to have money saved because you never know how things are going to happen. You never know how things will pan out, like what'll happen, what's going to go on with this or that or the other. And it's better to, you know, live below your means than even live within them. If you can live below your means, do that. So anyways, long answer, that's that. I made a video about it. If you want to watch that, go check it out.
New York is for your 20s. You're forgiving of space and things like that when you're in your 20s. But once you cross that 30 mark, you start looking for a little bit more. You kind of want to get some room that's yours.
I mean, and the weather is nicer. I could do with the weather of New York City. If I didn't, and I said this in my thing, like if I didn't have kids, I'd probably still be in New York or spend the majority of the time there. But because you don't need as much space also. Anywho, let's move on. Where is this amazing question?
I think it's coming up. Hold
all right.
Hi, guys. My name is Amanda, and I'm from Philly, and I just wanted to say I love your podcast. You guys make me crack up, make my commute so much easier to work. But my question is, would you guys be friends if it wasn't for the podcast? I love your relationship with each other, but I just wanted to know, could you really stand Perez if it wasn't for the podcast. I love him, but that's my question. Thanks, guys.
Well, that question was for you. Would you stand me? Oh, my God.
That's the best call we've ever gotten.
That's the best call, that one?
Okay, let's start from the beginning of the call, because I really want to dissect the call. I really want to give a proper answer to this.
Okay.
Would we still be friends? Now, that's assuming that we're friends in the first place. I don't know if we're friends or not. Amanda, I believe is your name. I'm not certain that we're friends.
I would say we're friends. I invited you to my birthday party, bitch.
Wait a minute. When was this?
Oh, well, you're getting it today if it hasn't gotten out yet.
Oh, I've made it, everybody. I've made it. I'm on the Perez A-list. Okay. So there's that. So we've established that we're friends. I didn't know this. I would like to be friends. Would I still put up with Perez? That's my favorite part of the question. I'm not really sure how to answer that question. Put up with him? I adore Perez. I don't put up with him ever. I absolutely and 100% enjoy our spirited debates and conversations and delving into things. So I guess to answer the initial question, assuming that we are friends, of course I would, quote, put up with him. I absolutely...
I thought we were going to Coachella together.
Oh, no. You've already tapped out of that.
No, I didn't. I didn't tap out of that.
Hey, Perez, at some point you got to tell me, because I got 9,000 people that want a bedroom at my house.
Oh,
you know, because everybody goes to Coachella. I mean, weekend one, you're completely out already. I'm sorry. We're booked up.
Weekend two,
I might be able to slide you in. I could keep that open.
Wait,
for you.
How many people are you having staying with you?
You know what? It's just kind of one of those things where I have a house and I want to be nice to all my friends.
Well, that's nice.
You know, I want to keep my door open to everybody, but I want to be very accommodating.
That's really
to you.
Coming up, right? When is that?
Coachella's like in April sometime.
I know. When?
I don't know. Look it up.
Oh,
you got the
God. Let me see. Coachella.
I'm so excited.
I thought we were going to go. I'm so bummed.
No, you don't thought, because a couple weeks ago on the show, you go, I'm still thinking about it. I'm like, how long are we going to think about it?
That's when I was in New York City. Now I'm in LA.
Wait a minute. Just like you thought, you told me you moved here and you didn't.
I know I did.
No, Perez. God damn it. You did not.
Well, you know what? I don't think I told you, but I think I said on the radio, I'm going to Coachella with Booker.
I don't think I heard any of this. He just springs things on me. You know what? I would not be friends with him because of behavior like that, Amanda.
Maybe I'll just go for one day. And I don't even need to stay at your place.
Just come and stay overnight. Whatever. We'll figure it out.
I'll
but if you want to come, it'll be a good time. You know, we'll lay by the pool.
Saturday night's the night to go, Guns N' Roses.
Exactly. In the 1975. Well, that's Sunday.
Pete
Yorn's playing. Have you heard the new Pete Yorn song?
No.
Summer was a day. It's my favorite new song. You got to go listen to that.
Anyways, well, I would still be friends with Booker.
There you go. There's your answer. Best call ever.
Yeah. And I'm not just saying that. Like,
I think he's just saying that.
No, I mean it.
If you had a problem in life, like let's say your car broke down, would you call me and say, hey, can you come over and get me?
No, but I wouldn't call anybody. I think that would be annoying and a nuisance. I would call AAA.
Well, you could call me, though.
I wouldn't even call my sister. I would call AAA. That's what you do.
Well, Barbie's not going to be changing your tire, but I could.
But why would I if I have AAA?
Okay, if you needed picked up from the airport, I mean, technically you have Uber, but you could call me and save $50.
That's annoying as fuck. I can afford an Uber.
See, you are a good friend, because that's an answer that I like right there.
Yeah.
I like that you wouldn't burden me with that stupid
task. I wouldn't
task.
Even want anybody to ask me. So
right. If people ask me, I'm like, oh, crap, I think I'm busy that day. What day is it again? Yeah, I'm definitely busy that day, whatever it is.
Anyways, how was your Bachelor finale?
Oh, my God. Do you want to hear about it?
I asked you.
It was really good. And no, I swear to God, dude, it was really good.
I saw a video of him breaking it to the runner-up.
The JoJo girl.
Is that what they're called? The loser?
Yeah, I guess she's the loser. Well, she's actually going to be the Bachelorette, so she's actually the winner. She gets another season of this nonsense.
I found love, but not with you.
It was the best moment ever. Oh, man. But this season was so great because the Bachelor traditionally never tells the girl that he chooses that he's in love with her, like you're not supposed to. But this dope told two girls that he was in love with them. And he truly was. And you watched him twist and turn for about an hour and a half last night. It was fantastic television.
You're not supposed to tell them you're in love with
them? No, it's never happened. The Bachelor isn't allowed to tell the girl that he loves her too. You get a lot of I love yous from the girls.
Wait, you're not allowed to?
I don't know. They don't tell us, but it's never happened in 20 seasons.
Even previous people who have chosen somebody to be the person, they don't say I love you?
The girl can say to the Bachelor, I love you. Well, the Bachelor is supposed to put that in his pocket. He's not supposed to respond to that. I don't know if it's an unspoken rule or a show rule or even maybe something that they've edited in. But never before have we heard an I love you back from the Bachelor. But this dope gave two I love yous back to two separate girls, which put him in all kinds of tizzy. So it made for a great finale because you were like, oh, I want JoJo to win or I want Lauren B to win. So, yeah, it turned out really great. Lauren B won and I think he should have went with JoJo, but she's the Bachelorette now. I'm happy I get to see her for another season. So,
did we talk about the whole making out thing?
No.
Like, that's one of the major issues I have with the show. Like, the whole concept of it, I just can't wrap my brain around
it. Well, Perez, get this. I'm pretty sure he slept with three girls this season.
No!
Yeah. It looks like he...
Like, actual sex?
Yeah.
No. Because he How do you know? How do you know?
See, there's something called the fantasy suites.
What?
And you go to the fantasy suites right before you go to hometowns, and it's where you get the option to spend the night with a girl.
Is there audio there? Do you hear what's going on?
Yeah, you hear the heavy breathing. And see, you're squealing. That's why you got to watch this show. That's what I do on my couch. I'm squealing on my couch. I love it.
Oh, so, God.
I mean, we're not sure, but it looks like there was another girl, Kayla, or I think her name's Kayla, something like that with a K. She also said, I love you, to The Bachelor, and I'm pretty sure he boned her as well.
I can't.
So I'm pretty sure he boned three different girls in one season, which is pretty good.
If I was going to watch stupid stuff, I'd rather watch like RuPaul's Drag Race. Not that that's stupid, but at least it's not pretending to be something that it isn't.
But I don't think these people are pretending. Not all of them. Now, there are so many people that just want to be on TV.
Yes.
And those
all
people
of them. All no, of no, them.
I think those people are interesting to watch to a point. But I will say this. The two girls at the very end, the JoJo girl was 100% a cool chick and in love with him. And this Lauren B, I will tell you right now, I do not think they'll divorce. I honestly think they will get married and they will stay together. And, you know, you'll be writing about them in 5 years on your website. I really don't think they'll break up. I kind of felt like the girls he picked were there for the right reason, hence it being boring television. You heard me complain all year long how boring it was because there wasn't enough crazy. They just didn't get the crazy quotient right to girls that were there for the right reason. But he did pick two girls that he genuinely liked. And that's what made this season so interesting, I think, anyhow.
Good for them.
It's a fun show. You could come over on Monday nights. I'll cook you dinner.
No, I hate that show.
I'm telling you, if you started from the beginning and you got into what it's about.
I would watch Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Did you watch that show?
No.
Oh, well, that one looks fun.
You have no time for television. See, I have all the time in the world for television. I get invested in these shows and I enjoy good TV.
I would watch Fuller House. Did you watch that?
No desire. My girlfriend actually watched the first episode and said it was dog shit.
Aww.
I mean, she loved Fuller House. She wanted it, or Full House. She wanted it to be like amazing. She's like, I can't watch even the second one. She said it was terrible.
Really? Well, it got picked up for a second season.
Yeah, well, it's Netflix. What do you want? What does that even mean?
Anyways, what else? Anything else going on with you?
No, that's about it. How about you? When's your birthday? I don't even know that. See, we're not even great friends. I don't even know when your birthday is.
Oh, I sent you. Well, I think the issue is that my assistant needs to stagger them because if you send them all out at the same time, you get marked as spam.
Yeah, I don't want to be spammed. I want to be there.
No, you're not marked as spam. We're marked as spam.
Oh, okay.
So if you send out all these emails at once, then, because she puts it like into some data. Like, I don't freaking know how she does it.
You know everything about the internet, don't you?
Yeah, if you send out too many emails at once, email providers mark you as spam. So she staggers them, and you'll get your invite soon. My birthday's next week.
Next week?
My birthday is on the 23rd, but the party's on the 24th.
What day is the 24th?
A Thursday.
Checking my schedule right now.
Thursday night.
I'm clearing my schedule right now, immediately for you.
Your girlfriend's invited too, of course.
Oh, good. Wide open. All right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm going to bring a gift.
You don't have to bring a gift.
I don't?
No.
I think I should.
No.
I'll send you a gift.
I have everything I need in life. Your presence is more than enough.
I smell bullshit.
No, I'm not bullshitting you.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. Are there going to be celebrities there?
If you want to bring a gift, you could. My favorite thing I can never get enough of. I mean, I don't need gifts.
I know what I'm going to get you. If I was going to get you something, I kind of know what I'm going to get you.
Well, if people are listening, I have a mailing address now.
People want to send you gifts.
If you want to mail anything.
I'm going to send you a turd in the mail is what I'm going to send you.
My address in Los Angeles, my address is 8506 West 3rd Street, number 101, Los Angeles, California, 90048. That's Perez Hilton at 8506 West 3rd Street, number 101, LA, 90048. My favorite thing in the world, I never can get enough of, Madonna t-shirts. If anybody wants to send me a Madonna t-shirt, I am all about it.
I like how you repeated the address. It's a podcast. They could rewind.
I don't know. I'm so used to doing
it. Live?
I don't know. Who cares?
Are we done here? Have we wrapped everything up?
I think so. Thanks for listening, everybody.
If
you're a fan of Donald Trump, call us and let us know why. And actually, if you're a fan of Donald Trump, include your Twitter handle because I need to verify that you really are a fan and not a troll. Like, I need to see your support of him on social media. And it's not just because you want to be on the podcast. Like, you need to be a legit fan of his. Same with Caitlyn Jenner. So,
do you really think there are any? I mean, we're a pretty liberal show.
There have to be. People are voting for him. And listen, I don't assume everybody listening is a Democrat. Like, my mom is a Republican. I have Republicans in my family. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Our topic matter is typically very slanted to the left.
No, it's not. Everybody cares. Everybody of a certain age and demographic cares about Kardashian crap.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you there.
Kardashians are the unifier.
And on that note, everybody, smell you later. We'll see you next week.